Hello.
Welcome to episode 14, recorded in the Green Room Lounge in Deep Here, Wisconsin. I don't know, I was looking at the wall for something.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
I just got here.
From where?
Iola?
I don't know where that is.
I don't either. It's here.
You're from Iola? Are you from Iola? What?
Why were we? I was going to show out there. Why are you guys here? In the mill? In the old mill? It's where they renovated. It's really cool, actually. Inside, like, a mill. There's, like, water running. It's a working thing. It's
So you can, like, does it have, like, the water wheels and stuff that it spins?
There are things. There were things spinning underneath us, underneath our stage.
Things are spinning underneath your stage?
How a mill works.
How did you see it?
Well, they had some spots you could look through the floor. It's really neat.
Like holes?
Nope. X-ray vision, Scott. It's like a hole. A hole in the floor, but it was covered with, like, with a grate.
So, speaking of that, I mentioned
speaking
this.
Speaking of holes.
Speaking of... No. Speaking of that, I realized this recently. I told a few people, but Superman's... He has X-ray vision.
Yes.
Right? But he can't see through lead.
Right.
Okay.
That's how, like, he's like, oh, no, Lex with his coat is something with lead. He can't see through it. And I was like, oh, okay, they have to give him a weakness, right?
Yeah.
I didn't connect until, like, 2 weeks ago that when they put those lead vests on you for x-rays.
Oh, that stops x-rays, yeah.
Yeah, it was, so they use real science to make Superman not see through stuff.
Yeah. Oh, otherwise Superman would just give everyone cancer.
What?
That's what he does. When he looks through people, he gives you cancer.
He's literally, like, shooting radiation into you when he looks at your body.
Also, no, Superman took place, like, in, like, the 50s. They used lead paint in every house.
Oh, every single
house. He couldn't
house.
See a thing.
Yeah, no, he couldn't do anything.
But right, before we go off on this, I brought this guy in. This is Steve Ballard. He's an artist. He's
hello, Steve.
A caricature artist.
Give him a round of applause.
Give him a round of applause. How do you get... He got a plug on this podcast that we'll see tens of people.
Yeah.
He's drawing us, though, because I wanted us
ooh,
to...
Ooh, a drawing?
I wanted to draw us while we do our show.
I can't wait to him accentuate some of my features that I hate.
See, that's the nice thing. If you're fat, you can cover everything with a beard, and then you just see
your
puffy cheeks.
Make your, he's going to make your
you
cheeks
gigantic.
You're going to have
a giant beard and a... Yeah.
Maybe.
John's got huge ears.
God damn... Don't give him fuel! Like, that's just like... Oh, is that an empty revolver? Here's a couple bullets.
I'm going to have a giant penis.
Well.
I'm going to have a dragon. I want to have a dragon.
You're going to have a dragon?
I don't know, maybe. Means. I don't know.
Anyway, thank you. I have wine delivered to me by lovely ladies.
It's just the one lovely
it's
lady.
It's good to be king.
All right, so does anyone have any topics? Otherwise, I have some topics.
Superman couldn't see through lead.
Lead. Were you expecting 15 minutes of that?
No, I just thought that because he said he just looked through the floor in the mill.
Got it.
That was my connection.
Nice.
Who's not seen one of these podcasts before?
Woo!
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's uncomfortable with awkward tangents that are just gonna go and lead nowhere?
Nobody.
Oh, good. All right. Good. Because that's what this podcast usually is. So.
Wait. Question though. You two. Are you two dating?
Would you like to?
Uh oh. Sorry. Sorry. Okay. No. Because I was saying I felt bad because. Earlier we were doing stand-up, and I have a magic trick where I get a girl's like phone number, and I was like, she looks more single than her right now. So I didn't. So I looked at her, and I looked at her. And I'm like, okay, they're both hot. Which one should I go for? And then he was sitting there. I'm like, I don't want him to beat me up because he probably could. So
he looks too
they're,
nice to beat you.
They're doing the like we're interested close sitting, but not close enough to be dating sitting. So it's
well, I don't mean to call it out.
Let's analyze them and make them more uncomfortable.
No, I'm not making them uncomfortable. It's just a fact of nature.
They're brother and sister.
No,
right?
What?
What?
So that's why they said they're not dating. They were
no.
Like, what? No,
right.
No.
Oh, Scott, you need to get some magic tricks.
Could you explain the podcast?
The podcast is what?
You didn't do the intro.
I did the intro that I do. I don't know what you, every time you say do the intro, I don't know what intro you mean.
Hello, welcome to Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
He did that.
Yeah.
Up in the booth.
Who?
Sean.
There's no one up there.
He's been dead 5 years. But it's a podcast. We sit here and talk about stuff.
I thought you didn't introduce everybody, but maybe you didn't. Sorry.
What? Oh, shit. Yeah,
you missed it. No,
John,
I'm fine. Oh, I'm fine. I'm
John
fine.
Is to my left, and Mike is to my right.
Great for the podcast. Stage right, if you're listening.
What?
All right.
Should be audio right and left. Can you do that?
I might. I don't know.
All right, Scott, what do you got?
Now I'm all befuddled.
Now you're all befuddled?
Befuddled.
Verklempt?
That's a Spanish name.
Yep. No, that is Spanish.
I'm just throwing.
Verplank means green.
Oh, in Spanish. So
that's verde, verde.
Thanks, verde. Literal Scott.
I'm trying to find my topics. Is this it? Rhetorical questions? What's with rhetorical questions?
Wait a minute.
What?
What?
I don't know.
It's rhetorical.
I don't. This is a page marked topics, and it says rhetorical questions. Things we do don't know why. Happy? Is that the topic?
Oh, I bet it was like 4 months ago with the Pharrell song, and he was just meaning to bring up the song.
Oh, yeah.
No, I hate that song.
Do you like Tacky by Weird Al?
No. Okay, that's my beef I have. And not Weird Al, I liked him a lot as a kid. It's great. It's cool that he's doing stuff musically wise.
Yeah.
But it seems like the songs are just getting bad. It's just he just lists things now. He's like, this is what's tacky. This is what's tacky. Cool. These are the word crimes. These are the word crimes. It's like there's no, like back when Yoda, he was like he was in the swamp and he had told the whole story, and then he told the whole story about how he buried his friend and he did pranks on him and buried him in the desert, and then we went on a trip across, and then the whole Elbert, like there's so many songs like they had plots. Now it's like these are things I wear. Zipper pants and t-shirts with hair on them.
I will.
I'm tacky.
Here's 2 points I will argue for Weird Al. First, this was his last album he was contracted to do. So this is, he might have just been able to like, oh, I need to get this album up. Second of all, music sucks a lot more.
Yeah.
So now he doesn't have music. A lot to work with.
Yeah.
Where if Pharrell just goes, oh, I'm happy over and over, how does he make a story out of that?
Yeah.
Or when it's I'm so fancy, you already know. How is he supposed to make this huge story out of it?
Do that.
Yeah, right. So you see my point of why the songs aren't as good anymore is because music is not as fulfilling anymore with like really cool lyrics or advanced lyrics. It's just a beat with a chorus with some words thrown in.
It was great.
He lost fucking focus while I'm proving a point.
What?
He did.
What's happening
is John was turning into an old man. And Scott was turning into a young child at the same time. Your age is like, you got older and older, and Scott became younger. It was like you were sapping the life from him, because then he went, dad, distracted. While you were like, these kids in this rock and roll and music, just the same thing over and over, blah, blah, blah.
I was just thinking the last
time. Did I really seem like an old guy?
You sound like an old man. That's what old people do. They complain about the kids'
music. But I don't
music.
Care about it. I'm just letting him know why the Weird Al songs don't have stories in them anymore. I can't believe I'm fucking arguing about Weird Al song choices. Like, I'm not. I shouldn't have to do this.
You don't have to do this. This is volunteer, this whole thing.
I don't pay you. But
I don't even give you free drinks. You can.
All right.
You could ask for free drinks.
Can I have a
sure, five Armageddon?
Can I have a free drink?
All
right. I want a free drink. What does a free drink contain?
Nothing.
Shit. All right, well.
Scott,
they gave me another vodka thing.
Well, look, we didn't bring me food as well.
What is happening? Why did
I haven't eaten all day.
I ate this morning and I've already had two vodkas.
Why is it about you? He literally brought up he hasn't eaten all day and you made it about you eating.
It's called Scott Range Podcast.
All right.
Hey, John, remember the one of the first episodes when I was... What is that? What's in there? Hamburger? All right. Remember the first episode when I was old, not about me, and now I'm growing. I'm learning, John. I'm learning how to, this is bring it. Oh, what's the word? What's
full
the
circle?
No, the thing that the
fruition.
The wheels. Segway. Put a perfect segway. Remember how? Oh shit.
The thing of the wheels, and you got segway in your own brain.
Yeah. Now I got a lost segway. What were we talking about?
Me
being
know.
Confident. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, the food distracting you.
No, everything is. So me being confident, so like, okay, this is the thing that's really fucked up lately is things are like up and down constantly with situations.
And
so like
dick?
Not constantly.
You mean sometimes it's just up
hours at a time.
If it's more than 4 hours, then you should call it.
I get at work we have a treadmill. What?
Sorry, you just talk about boners all the time, and you're just like, oh, at work.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to get there. At work, we have something called a work... We have a workstation where you can work at a treadmill for an hour, I get boners randomly the whole hour I'm on there.
Do you love exercising?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's like walking in jeans for a constant
like
rubbing.
A full tent? The one or just like
it's ready to go. Like if I had some more private area, I could release and just keep going. But like,
you would release while you were going, like you would like.
Well, I go off and I release and come back to the walking.
Release.
But it's weird, right? That's weird to get a boner while on a treadmill at work.
While you're over the age of 15,
yeah. Yeah, right.
I really want to go into a story, but I don't want to. I already brought it up.
But we do have to get away from boner because this is how every podcast ends up. So I do want to get to other topics.
I feel that we have one person to blame for that.
This is
the guy who gets boners on a treadmill.
This isn't so much a boner story. This isn't so much a boner story. It's just it's a weird story. But I want to use it for stand-up, but it's not that funny. But
there's that confidence again that you keep talking
about. God damn it. So what would happen is, like, I had an old pair of underwear that, like, had a hole, like, in the front, but, like, sort of to the side a little bit. Hold on. But, like...
Don't hold on. I'm pretty sure we're all 90% positive about how this is going to end.
No, you don't. What happened? Okay, how do you think it's going to end, Mike?
I think it's going to end with Steve drawing a character of John on a treadmill with a boner, and you with underwear, and your penis hanging out of a hole, and me shoving a quarter pounder in my face.
No,
that'd be great.
No. It's weirder than that.
Oh, great.
So, like, what happened was, and I'm lazy at laundry, so if there's a hole in anything, I'll just keep washing it till it just obliterates. So what happened was the hole got big enough where it's kind of like when you have, like, silly putty and it's dripping, you know, like, slowly. Like, where, or anything that's sort of, like, seeping through something.
What is seeping? Is the underwear seeping?
The underwear is seeping, your dick is falling off. I don't know what you're talking about.
What is the silly putty in this scenario?
No, okay.
No, you need to answer that first.
Hold on. Answer us, what's silly putty in this scenario?
In this scenario,
it's my balls. Just in this scenario.
Your balls came out of the hole.
I want you to say the sentence, my balls are silly putty.
No.
That's what we're leading up to, yes.
But at least the girls, while they're doing something, get to read the funnies.
That's true. And it gets struck by a lot of shape.
Just.
And they just turn gray after a while.
Your balls? Well, the silly putty turns gray because it kept picking up all the ink.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so what happened was, it would just rest against the hole, and then it would slowly start sliding through the hole. But then once both of them got out, and you try to pull them back in, it's like when you put your hand through a hole and you make a fist and you try to pull it out, it doesn't work.
Why are you sticking your hands through holes and trying to pull it back?
Jesus Christ! Child? Like if you drop something in a cup holder and you're like, oh, I can't get it out. But
wait, why would you let both balls slip through? Like after the first one go through, like
because
how about after you have a hole in your underwear, you throw it away like an adult?
Hold on, God, this story is okay. So what happened is one would slide through and the other one, but I was like in the middle of deliveries, like walking around, so I couldn't readjust. And then one of the places I went to had a girl that I was, she was like maybe like 5 to 10 years older than me, but she's really hot. And I'm like walking, I'm like, okay, well, I just gotta get in and get out. And shut up.
That's what your balls were saying too.
No. So I'm delivering it there and I'm like, okay, whatever. But the thing is, like this keeps, cause I'm walking around all day, so like it just keeps tugging on my balls all day, which feels good. So I'm like, okay, fine, fuck it. I go home, I'm gonna make a mess. So I'm like, this is the last drop. I go here, I go back to work, punch out, I'm good.
Last drop.
And I'm like, and I'm heading into the building, and I'm about to put my stuff down. I turn the corner, and she's walking by in a white shirt, didn't know I was there, and just jumped back and spilled her water all over the front of her white shirt. And I was like, I didn't do it. I didn't release anything. I was just like, this is a sitcom waiting to happen. And then she's like, oh, hold on. She's like, just takes a towel and starts just rubbing her boobs. I'm like, what is fucking happening?
Like, you were worried you were just going to come from her having a wet t-shirt?
No, but I was worried I was going to get a boner on a treadmill. I was afraid something was going to be noticeable.
Wait, you do all your deliveries on a treadmill?
No.
It's gonna take forever.
It's called real treadmills. It's the world.
Oh.
Wow, that's two insults in a minute. Scott against me. He's learning. He's growing up so fast.
I know, this is what happens. I need to start doing that magic joke more often because I get so much confidence when I get a girl's phone number. It's amazing. Even if it's real or not. Like a couple of weeks ago when we got that, I got the stripper's phone number.
Yeah.
We, like, that
phone. How's that been going, by the way?
Okay.
He got a number from a stripper.
Yeah.
And has been in communication with her.
Nice. Yeah. How many kids does she have?
None. Sorry. No.
That she knows of.
But like...
No, she would know... Probably. She'd probably know...
Maybe. No.
But like, ever since that week, like, my confidence is way up here, and then it slowly starts crashing down.
Why is it
until tonight.
Crashing?
I don't know, John. Just slow down. What the fuck?
I was saying, why is it crash after that? You got a number, and you're still talking to that person, so why is the confidence crashing?
I don't know. We're not even touching the topic yet, are we?
No.
Things
you haven't told us. The topic.
Things we do didn't know why. Is that it?
You're asking us to interpret.
Yeah. Why would
your writing?
How would we ever know your ramble writings like a serial killer? That notebook looks like John Doe from Seven. Like it's crazy.
No, it's this. Okay, this tab is about your secrets.
That doesn't make you sound any more sane, John. Or Scott. That doesn't make you sound more rational at all.
This one's called Mike's Secrets.
Okay, good.
This is Scott's Secrets.
Mm.
And then this
Does it
one...
record our movements as no. well?
This one's called Topics. Mm-hmm. And this is Random.
Ah.
Right, no, it's Rundown.
You need to find them. I was really excited this week because I saw on a commercial that there was a Chips Ahoy Blizzard at Dairy Queen. And I got a small one. And it's terrible.
Go on.
No, I thought there were going to be follow-up. No, it's not good. It's just like pieces of little cookies. But so, like, you have the chocolate chips. They put, like, little chunks of chocolate in it.
It's not Chips Ahoy dough, though. It's cookie?
No, it's like the Chips Ahoy cookie that they're supposed to mash up. But when they mash it up, you still taste, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or, Reese's Pieces. You really didn't taste it. It just felt like crumbs that you licked off the floor
because it's
of
not,
Chips Ahoy.
Because it's not cookie...
Cookie dough?
Cookie dough is not wet. Cookie dough is wet. Cookies aren't wet. You like wet things. You got to eat wet things.
Yeah, but like the way they, but the way they advertise it,
the
is that
is
they have. I thought there was going to be like chunks of cookie in it. Like you would scoop up and you'd get chunks of cookie.
They put it through a blender. They're not going to have chunks of cookie in there.
Why couldn't they put it on top before they give it
like
to you?
A whole cookie?
No, chunks of cookie.
Like a sprinkle it on top.
Maybe you
like a blizzard. A blizzard of cookies in a blizzard. That's what I want.
Maybe
I don't
you got
want,
the last one.
I don't want cookie crumbs. I want then they call it a cookie crumb blizzard, and I'll eat it.
They wouldn't. No one's gonna buy that.
Exactly.
But no one calls it cook. No one calls it Oreo cookie combo. What is?
But it tastes like
Oreo
Oreos.
Cookie Cumberland Gap. Yes.
Cumberland Gap.
I wave to people. Don't worry.
But yeah, that's right. You're a weirdo. Anyways, wait. What are you complaining about?
That it didn't taste like Chips Ahoy. It just tastes like cookie crumbs in ice cream.
That's what it is, though. I don't get what he's mad about. Okay. John, Mike. This is.
I wanted bigger pieces of cookie.
You probably got the last, like the bottom of the bucket of cookie crush.
I might
crushed
have
crushed up stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my theory. Sticking with it. Maybe go in a different time.
So you want me to get another blizzard?
Yep.
If I'm more Test disappointed, I'm gonna burn down your house.
That is fair.
No, what I was gonna say though is because you eat cereal plain without the milk.
Yes.
Yes.
Which, that's gross.
Okay.
Because the cereal's too dry. I eat cereal, I put the milk in, and I let it sit for like 10 minutes, and then I eat it.
Okay.
Because it's all soggy. Because it's like soggy, it's like soft.
Okay.
Like the cookie dough. You eat the cookie
so
dough.
So you're like an old person eating porridge.
Young people eat porridge too, John.
No, the best thing is, John, if you eat Rice Krispies, all the little things, those little pieces of shit just fall off the spoon because you just don't have this
pieces
spoon.
Of shit?
You only have a spoon this big, but when it's soaked in, you can pick it up and you just have all, like, just a chunk. It's all stuck together because it's all soft. What is happening? Why do you...
You stopped mid-sentence what? About Rice Krispies.
Because he's pouring... Well, all right, well...
He's pouring me a glass of wine. What more do you
need to figure out? Mexican jumping beans.
All right.
All right.
Remember those things when we were kids?
So we're changing the topic.
No, yeah. This is the first topic. I had an intro.
First topic.
So Mexican jumping beans, what do you mean?
Do you remember them?
No.
Yes.
Like I was saying, okay. I don't remember. I know the phrase, but okay. I can't tell you what they look like.
They're like... They're like little toys. You'd buy them at like a
store.
A store. You know, like what are those? Like if you go like Wisconsin Dells, like
sounds like a hobby store or toy store.
Not a hobby store. A toy store. No. It's like a.
This is where I bought them. Yeah.
I'm thinking. What's that?
Gift shop.
Yeah, like a gift shop.
Like a store in the Dells, Mike. Exactly.
Souvenir shop or a gift store. Like a what do they call when like they lure people in?
A gift shop.
Tourist trap. Yeah, like a tourist trap.
You just named synonyms. That's all you did right there.
But they would have them, and it's like a little box, and it's a little bean, and then it bounces around, like it just jumps around.
Yeah. Do you have to shake it?
No. Did you find...
It's a temperature thing.
Yeah. I learned why.
Yeah.
I learned how they work. It's okay, hold on. Spoiler alert. What it is, it's like a little bean.
The slowest dies at the end. Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze. I thought we were just doing spoilers.
No. It's like a little bean, looks like a little kidney bean, and it's in a box, and then you hold it, and then it bounces around. And you're like, oh, it's magic. How does it work? And you're like, I don't know. I always thought it was like a weird thing, like little like sulfur or whatever, and it makes it pop. I don't know. But I found out recently, there's a living worm in there.
Yeah.
It's a living worm.
Wait, what?
Yeah, in this bean, there's a worm, and it's just laying in there. So when you heat it up, like with you put it in your palm, and it starts heating up, the worm's like, ah, fuck, I'm burning. And it flicks its body, so it makes the bean flip over. And you just keep holding it, and then eventually it dies.
So you go into a store, and you buy a box with a bean with a worm inside.
Yeah.
Doesn't it die, though?
Yeah, eventually.
So eventually, you murder a worm, and it doesn't... pop anymore
for fun for
kids.
And then you go
why isn't it working?
Yeah.
And then your parents go instead of going you're a murderer.
Yeah. I wonder.
Murder's a bit extreme.
It's a worm. Larvae. They don't live very. Yeah, it's a larva.
How do they get them in the box? Do they just take them?
They coerce them with money.
Ooh. But like, how do you just get like a farm full of larva beans and you just like pile them into little boxes and you ship them to the Dells?
It looks like, from what I recall, it looks as though like the larva is in the bean anyway.
Yeah.
And then it looks as though they cut in half and then like put like epoxy over like the little hole where it would be and kind of seal it in.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. I don't know how they do it though. But it looks like to me they are in the bean anyway. I think that's where like they live and eat.
Now could I order Mexican jumping beans on Amazon right now?
Check it.
I don't know.
I'm going to do it.
They might be dead by the time you get them, because sometimes shipping is bad.
There's a show called Idiot Abroad with Carl Pilkington.
Yes, I watched it.
He went to Mexico and he was looking for Mexican. He couldn't find them
and
anywhere.
And they didn't know what it was.
I don't know. I think PETA might have outlawed them.
Probably. Because PETA is a bunch of assholes. Correction. Hold on.
Theoretically, the nicest people in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Theoretically, I do like their ad campaigns where the girls, they're like, I'd rather be naked than wear fur. And it's a pretty good ad.
But it speaks to you, doesn't it?
Speaks to me.
Yeah.
But,
There is a...
There's a book?
There's a book called Lucas and His Loco Beans, A Tale of the Mexican Jumping Bean.
A tale?
Yes.
Looks like a kid's book. They don't probably tell you the whole tale. They'll tell you
the murder.
And these reviews are outstanding.
The thing is, like, I read it that the worms don't last very long anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, fuck it. Might as well just make money off of it.
It's like a mayfly idea where they're like, they got 24 hours and is it a mayfly?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you can buy them on Amazon.
Good. Buy a whole box of them. Just send them to your enemies.
I'll bring them next month.
Just put them in.
This month I brought a drawer. Next month I'll bring a box full of people we can murder.
They meant a drawer.
Drawers.
That
was a good topic, Scott.
Thank you.
Well done. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
No. We have like only... Okay. Creepy. This is a word.
Yes. Moving on.
Okay. Number four. No. Okay. I don't know how to explain this.
I don't have giant ears.
Okay, Mike. If you had to describe someone who's creepy...
Yes.
How would you describe them? Like, describe... Let's say, hey, that guy's creepy... how do you picture him physically as a creepy person?
I picture them with greasy hair.
Okay.
I picture them with there's usually like some sort of evil look in the eye.
Okay.
Poor intentions in the eye. That's usually taller as well. I don't know why, but not taller than me. I'm pretty tall.
Like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
Your hair's not greasy.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm describing myself. Spoilers. I'm the creepy one. Why'd you ask me?
They have a red beard and a big shirt. Wait, a bird shirt?
No, I wouldn't describe
a bird.
Jesus
shirt,
Christ.
He's the creepiest one.
But he's the creepiest one
in the room. In the room, he's still a pretty nice looking guy. But of us, that's the unshaven thing.
He's like a Mexican Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know if I'd make that leap, but yeah. The unshaven, untrustworthy.
What do you mean?
Not true at all.
Well, it's
not true at all. That's absolutely not true.
He's not grown a beard, but he hasn't shaved in a while. So
God bless him for being.
What is he
that
doing
off
with his time?
Slamming puss.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be right now.
That's because he's playing it cool. Because he gets that like kind of shaven look, and they're like, "Ooh, you didn't shave today."
Is that appealing?
Yeah.
How's that appealing?
It's appealing at first, but then like when you like start making out with them, they go, "Ew, you didn't shave."
That's what I'm saying.
But that's all you need to do is get him in bed, and it doesn't matter. They're not just gonna kick you out because he didn't shave.
They might.
That's a 1 in 10 chance they'll kick you out.
That's why if you condition your beard enough, it's like it's just like rubbing a cat on their face.
Any woman's dream. I want a man who feels like a cat on my face. I like making out with guys, but can my cat hair be here as well?
You think women are home with their cats just like rubbing them on their face?
I would.
I wish I had a man, but instead
this is what beards feel like. Like you're just
the poor cat.
Why do you think women that are so lonely, they're called crazy cat
That's
ladies?
That's not why.
That's not why.
They rub cats on their faces.
There's so many weird people with beards that they could get.
Wait. Is that a cut on me now?
No.
I don't know.
It's not. All right. Yeah, a creepy guy is usually like a little, like slightly overweight, or they have the weird, like blank stare in their eye.
They've got the eyes, mostly.
They're missing some part of hair. Sometimes they wear like a fedora with some flowers in it, and they just yell, and they just fucking yell during comedy shows. They just buy drinks for people. They have no idea, and they have fucking women from the Philippines message us for no reason every day.
What, from us? You get women from the Philippines talking to you?
No, you don't get it. All right, that's the definition of a creepy person.
Okay, now. So, there's a bug.
Sure.
I tried smashing it.
Through my face.
Okay, so now, let's take the... I'm building up to something,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe. Okay, so let's pretend that someone is creepy, but they look good.
Okay.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say if the person you just described walks up to you and says, "Your hair smells like apples." Or if Ryan Gosling came up and said, "Your hair smells like apples," what would be the creepier thing?
The guy who's creepy because they don't look good.
But so if Ryan Gosling came up to you and he's like, he just wanted to smell your hair and maybe eat it or lick it,
so you're
that's
saying,
not creepy?
You're saying that it looks, or your point is that the looks trump
yeah
actions.
So yeah. Technically...
Yes.
So
sorry, welcome to the world.
Oh.
That's how
it is. It's just
go.
Human biology. It's how you react to things and...
No one gives me a chance to tell them how their hair smells.
Oh, stop it, Elephant Man.
I thought it was like mentally challenged Woody Allen.
Nobody smelled their hair. God, trick the movie.
You guys do not go full Woody Allen.
I can't. What?
That was
can
a
I?
Joke.
Oh, I get
like
it.
Tropic Thunder, don't get.
Woody Allen. Shit, who am I thinking of? Woody...
I don't know. Stop asking these questions. I don't know what you're thinking.
Woody Allen...
So your question is, if a good-looking guy does the same line as a creepy guy, the good-looking guy gets good reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when did this scenario happen to you?
No, I'm saying, So if you're a creepy looking guy,
yeah.
What? How do you have to talk to not be creepy?
Don't do that. Just like talk to them normal.
Just
or don't
so just
say
look
your
at them.
Hair smells like apple. No, do not look at them. That is because
if you're
worst.
A creepy guy, you're gonna look at them weird anyway. You're gonna yeah. stare at them.
You have to like
so you talk
casually
to them.
Slip them poison at work, and then when they pass
no,
out,
if
put
you're
it in
a
their
creepy
pant.
Guy. Your solution is to stop looking like a creepy guy.
Yeah,
that's a
get
solution.
A haircut, buy a hat,
shave that cat off your face, whatever needs to
buy
happen.
Some glasses. Don't drive a gremlin. Like all these things you
bathe.
Can do. Bathe,
deodorant.
Yeah.
Don't wear that trench coat.
It's so, but it stays so warm in the winter.
So do regular coats
you knew
and
that,
pants.
I wasn't talking about you.
I wear them though. You knew this. I knew this too. I don't know why it's on. I'm so fancy.
So is that really your question? That a creepy person would get someone would get creeped out by a creepy person, but be turned out by
well,
Ryan
I'm just,
Gosling?
No, I'm just saying. I think that the word creepy.
Like,
is,
did you have this revelation in the shower? Like, holy shit! I cracked the code. Like, who? Everyone knows this.
No,
I would fuck Ryan Gosling if he came up to me and go, "Your hair smells like apples." What? Like, I would just be so mystified.
I might be baffled, but
I'd be like, why are you not here talking to girls?
And those girls would be like, why didn't you get Ryan to stay here, asshole? And they'd leave.
I'd be like, come follow. I'd be like, hey, Ryan, come follow me to my house. I want you to sign a DVD I have.
Oh, boy. Yep, he's gone.
Why?
He already left as soon as he said, hey, Ryan. As he used the gesture. Hey, Ryan.
He told me my hair smells like apples. Maybe he wanted to show him the shampoo. Say, hey, do you want
that's
to find
what creepy people say.
Do you want to find out where
that's
it came from?
That's what creepy people say at court when they're under oath.
I don't know why
he said my hair smelled like apples. I told her that she needed to smell them, and then the ditch was dug. Like, that's what they say.
How often do you go to court?
A lot.
More often you think.
I just like sitting in the stands pretending to be like a relative of the victim and just like standing there with my arms crossed, like shaking my head, like, you know what you did. And they usually admit.
I like how he says sit in the stands like it's a sporting event. He's got a big John 316 sign.
He has a pen. It's a
hashtag
pen.
Coney 2012.
So, could you get into a lot of legal trouble if you went to a court case and said, I was a witness, yeah. That's how it happened, and then you just blame it on someone you hate?
Like, well, you just, science and police should prove otherwise, right?
Yeah, I think it's called, is that perjury?
Yeah, probably.
Or false, it's also one of the commandments, right?
I do not bear false witness against your neighbor's wife?
It's one of the top 10, yep.
Don't fuck your wife?
That's commandment 7, so, right? Don't fuck your wife.
So... Years
love to her.
Wonder why that religion didn't catch on.
Okay, question. Years ago in the Bible, if it happened.
A lot of years ago, all
right. They have the 12 commandments. They have the...
11 and 12 were don't fuck your wife.
Wait.
And don't masturbate. Yes. And they went, we gotta get those out of there.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know what
12 apostles.
Of. Stop asking what you think.
12 is it Christmas?
12 apostles.
Yeah. So they had the 10 apostles.
12 apostles, 10 commandments.
They're making these vodka strong today, aren't they? They had the 10 the stone tablets that have the 10 things on
it. It's been ruined.
The rules. And they said, don't do these things to your neighbor. Do you think God had a neighbor and
no.
He was just like mad at him? Like,
nope. No.
Cause, no?
No?
All right. Well, there.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Do you think, since there's so few people on the earth, because like Noah,
for you, there are 7 billion people
back then.
Oh,
because Noah flooded everybody and like, hey Noah, get this shit together. Stop fucking your wife's sister.
Can we do what Scott does the abridged Bible where he just describes the Bible?
No, Scott. No. A lot of people believe that the Bible didn't happen. It was more of stories for lessons about the
yeah.
Catholic faith.
True.
That because there would be no other races if just Noah and his family survived.
He probably fucked the animals.
Oh. So you're saying...
Can we go back to the creepy...
You're saying other races exist because Noah fucked animals?
Hold on.
That sounds really racist.
No.
That sounds really racist.
Question. No.
Really racist. That's
where,
now racist. That's the definition of an ape. Ba-da-boop.
Question. Where in the Bible does Noah say that he is a human being?
What?
How do we know?
Good defense.
Hold on.
Not from this planet. I can fuck an animal if I want.
Your Honor, I killed someone from Mexico, but where does it say they were a person?
No. How do we know that white people aren't animals?
Spanish
people aren't animals. Antarctica people are animals.
I have still no idea what you're leading up to.
They save two of each species.
Of animal. It did not say two of each.
Technically,
so you were suggesting that part of the species brought on was like, all right, make sure you get the elephants and the giraffes and the Mexicans and got them, check.
And those goddamn Polacks.
Get the Polacks.
To be fair,
we got two Canadians. All right, let's go.
French Canadians?
Sure, we brought one.
You never know. That gets how the... And then Noah died, and he's like, and then that's how they made the alien spacecrafts. Because
can you go back to your notebook, please? Just
what just happened?
Oh, no,
I was trying to
too
think.
Too far off track, and now I'm confused and scared.
He's going back to his John Doe notebook. That is literally the rantings of a crazy person.
No, this one's.
Sorry, but what if Noah had these different races, and then the aliens came and they landed on? Like that's what you sound.
I really wish I was a conspiracy theorist. I should do that. Do you think you can get money from that?
No.
Only if you're Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura. So you either have to become a giant journalist or a wrestler and start Running Man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't think they get.
Out of the corner of my eye, I thought it was like the Grudge was happening.
As no one noticed. No one noticed a creepy person trying to murder you.
I didn't say murder. Okay, what were you saying?
We're almost done, aren't we? Like, time's up?
No, we're getting to the time where we talk about secrets.
Oh God, I didn't bring mine. I forgot too.
I'm doing impressions of you guys.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
Nice. You can go first then, 'cause I always go first.
So,
This is the portion of the episode where we talk about things that people might not know about us to get us closer to each other and the audience, and feel like we're friends. Mike has one.
Typically, John and I don't bring anything because we forget.
Yep. Yeah.
And I did, but I just made up one now. So, it's willful forgetting, anyway. So when I sit by myself and watch, go on YouTube, like look through YouTube things.
Yeah.
If I watch YouTube for, let's say, more than 20 minutes, invariably I devolve to watching conspiracy theory videos.
Really?
And I just
every
keep
time?
Watching them. A lot of the time, is it?
Like the related videos eventually
like it's just,
link
it's
you?
Slowly, I slowly work my way towards there.
Okay.
And then I'm watching conspiracy, and then I just watch them. And start to half believe them.
Like what kind of things?
Conspiracy theories.
I don't
like 9/11 truther.
9/11 truther. Oh yeah.
I know like three conspiracy theories.
Carbonite. What is
the vapors?
Yeah.
The vapors. The 9/11 bombs. And then the one about Nixon's Nixon.
What's the big thing with Jesse Ventura? The
Ace Ventura.
No.
Right now there's a big one with
Kennedy.
False flags of like
yes, false flag operations.
These shootings and stuff that happened didn't really happen. They fake. They have actors who.
Yep.
They fake those things.
No.
So they take away our guns.
That's the thing. That's real.
Well,
that's
that,
what they're doing.
And that's
yeah,
what people
that's
think.
Real.
I think that because of everyone was attacking the government right now with the VA laws and the government fucking up that the Missouri Ferguson shooting was set up so that people would be distracted and not worry about the government passing new laws or being, someone's on the stand from, like, violating someone's rights, and they're like, kill some black person in Missouri, everyone will go crazy, and then they're like, I got off scot-free, because no one will care.
People believe this?
Yes, they legitimately believe that.
Yeah. I always think conspiracy theories are like UFOs.
Those are, you know...
That's not a good one. Do UFOs still happen?
That's more of the X-Files, which I'm watching now, which I've listened to a podcast where the X-Files, back in those days, that was before September 11th, where everyone was kind of like, yeah, what about this crazy alien stuff that the government had, like, all before
anything
really happened.
Yeah, people aren't afraid of aliens anymore. Now we're afraid of asteroids, if anything.
I'm more afraid of, what are they called, people?
People in fluoride. You should worry about fluoride, everyone.
Fluoride apparently is
it's in the water and just
that's
just
another
makes you dumb.
Conspiracy.
That is.
And then that movie with Mel Gibson and Julie Roberts.
Conspiracy theory?
Yep.
With the soundless helicopters with Patrick Stewart?
Never saw it.
Patrick Stewart.
Then why did you bring it up?
And why did you know the actors? How did you know the actors?
Conspiracy.
Anyway, that's my secret.
I have one.
I don't believe them because I call them conspiracy theories.
That's true.
If I believe them, I'd be like, I watch a lot of truthful things on YouTube.
A lot of things you guys need to know, and you need to know for 20 minutes.
This information is being withheld.
Alex Jones type thing.
Before we jump off of that, usually when I sit and watch YouTube, eventually I either end up watching fail compilations or bloopers. So like if I watch, I'll watch like 3 hours of bloopers from shows I don't even watch. It's like, oh, Frasier bloopers. Click.
I do often end up on cat videos too.
Cats
are the Frasier bloopers more like voiceovers? And scrambled eggs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miles. I brought the Pinot Noir. I mean, Moscato. Oh, Frasier Crane.
The dog pisses everywhere. Like, yeah.
That dog won an Academy Award.
That show ran 9 years.
I saw one episode, I think.
Frasier was a giant hit, and I couldn't tell you one line from that show.
He's a disc jockey. That's all I know. Not disc jockey.
That's wrong.
He's a radio host. He's a radio host. Yeah, you couldn't say disc jockey because he didn't really spin any records.
You couldn't say the word bloopers earlier either. That's so true.
I said bloopers.
You said boobers.
All right. Here's my secret. All right. So when I was growing up, one of my best friends when I was growing up, his actual, like, second to third uncle, like, by marriage, was Michael Keaton. Like, he would actually get birthday cards for Michael Keaton.
That's amazing.
And so I was jealous. So in school, because he was taller than me and lanky and I was shorter and fatter, my uncle, because of the movie relation, was Danny DeVito. Because that was around the time that Batman Returns came out.
So you told people you're related to Danny DeVito.
And then during show and tell, when he would talk about Michael Keaton, I would go up after him and say that Danny DeVito took me to Disney World, and we went on the rides.
He couldn't get on half the rides. He'd be like this tall.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, it's Ruin Your Podcast.